Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Ray Dittiger is brought to you by Bradford Whitewater Heaters. How you heat your water matters. To find a plumbing professional near you, visit BradfordWhite.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Ray Dittiger. Hi, Ray.
Morning, Ange.
Ray, I love some of the comments you made after, because you basically said this was an embarrassment top to bottom for the Eagles organization. Could you embellish on that, please?
Well, I think it is. I mean, all week we talked about the Eagles Cowboys, the rivalry, the history, all that stuff. I mean, the coach wears the t-shirt to practice. He wears it at the press conference all week. You're making the point that this is our big rival, right? And then you go down to Dallas and for a national television audience, you just fall on your face. And I don't even know. I hate to think we're getting to the point where is it even a rivalry anymore? The Cowboys have beaten you 6 of the last 8, and 3 of them were by more than 20 points. I mean, it's getting to the point now where I don't even know that's how much of a rivalry it is. I mean, we can keep talking about it, that it is, and in Philadelphia we can get ourselves all whipped into a frenzy about how important it is to beat Dallas. But simple point of fact, I mean, you watch last night's game. I mean, were those two teams anywhere close to being what you would consider compatible? I mean, the Eagles didn't look like they belonged on the same field with them.
No.
And 6 out of 8 and 3 of them by 20 or more points, that's the reality of it. I mean, you can talk all you want about the history and the rivalry and, Wilbert Montgomery and the Bounty Bowl, and you can bring up all the history, but history only goes so far. Then there's the here and the now. And the here and the now tells me that the Cowboys are a lot better than the Eagles are. And before they meet again at the end of the season, the Eagles have a lot of work to do.
Right. I'm going to tell you something. I've watched a lot of football in my life. That's one of the worst coach games I've ever seen in my entire life. Start to finish, game plan on. I don't even know what offense they're running right now. I have no clue what the hell he was doing. Ray, here's the only stat I want you to react to. The running backs on the Eagles last night ran the ball a grand total of 3 times.
Right.
Is that one of the most ridiculous things you ever heard in your life?
Totally. I was sitting watching it. And look, I get teased about the fact that I'm Mr. Running Game, okay?
Right.
And I understand that I've been wearing that mantle now for a long time. But there's no way, even the most throw the ball proponents in the universe can defend the game plan or the play calling in this game last night. Can't do it. I mean, you can't do it. And you knew all week what you were going to be dealing with coming into this game. I mean, you knew we didn't have Jordan Mailata, so you were going to have to play Andre Dillard at left tackle, and you had no idea what to expect from him. And you knew you were going to have to play Landon Dickerson at right guard because you didn't have Brandon Brooks. And if you looked at what Landon Dickerson did in his first game last week, he was a pretty good run blocker, but he had all kinds of trouble in pass protection. So now you're going into the game, and you're going to go in with a game plan where you're going to just throw the ball on practically every down when you have no idea if Andre Dillard can hold up even a little bit at left tackle, and you're going with a rookie who missed pretty much all the training camp, and last week showed you that he is woefully way behind in pass protection. And then you as the head coach are going to say, we're going to go and throw the ball. We're just going to go throw the ball. Now, this to me points towards a team that got away from reality and started game planning on the basis of analytics. And if you looked at the Dallas Cowboys, and you said, well, they're ranked 31st against the pass. Well, I guess we just got to keep throwing the ball. Well, no, not when your offensive line was in that shape, and not when you came out in the game and your quarterback was way off right from the beginning. You know, and I saw Nick's comment after the game when he said, well, you know, we knew that we were going to have to – that Dallas Cowboys score a lot of points, and we were going to have to, you know, throw the ball and score points to keep up with them. Well, no, you don't really. I mean, let the Cowboys, their one win, they won to beat the Chargers 20-17. So was that a real high-scoring game? I don't think so. And rather than try – and even if you did assume that they were going to be a high-scoring team and you were going to have to score and all that kind of stuff, that they could score a lot of points – well, no, one of the ways you can get away from that is you can run the ball and slow the game down. You can slow down the tempo of the game. You don't have to start throwing the ball on every play and think we're just going to outscore these guys. One of the things you can do is when you have the ball, you can control the pace of the game by running it. You can bring the score down. You know, you can keep the game into a winnable phase. But the way Nick approached this and the way he game planned it going in and the way he called the plays throughout the game contributed enormously to the way the game came out. Now, you can't, you know, Jalen Hurts played awful, and, you know, okay, to his credit, he took all the blame at the end. I mean, forget the numbers. I mean, 300 passing yards, it was garbage time. I mean, when the game was there to be won, he was way off form. But the coach did very, very little to help him. So, you know, Ange, to me, this, I think you just sort of alluded to it. I mean, I'm here three games in, and you ask me what's the Eagles' offense? I can't begin to tell you. I have no idea what this offense is. But what's really scary is I'm not sure they do either.
No, here's the thing. It reminds me of the Buddy Ryan days with Randall, where when the Eagles had the ball, they went, Randall, figure something out. Ron, do something. We're only going to give up like 10 or 14 points. We'll win the game. There is no offensive plan. This guy is supposed to be an offensive genius. Where is the genius? Have you seen any of it?
No, last night, for sure, no. And one of, you know, I couldn't quite figure out. I mean, the offense was... I mean, not only was it ill-conceived, but it was unimaginative. I mean, they had early in the season, and okay, the Atlanta Falcons, we kind of now know what the Atlanta Falcons are. They're not very good. But one of the things you saw coming into the season, and you saw it that night, was there was some diversity. There were in the offense. They did do some things with motion. They did do some things with formation. They did do some things that mentally challenged the defense. And that's what I kind of thought they were going to be. I kind of thought they were going to be an offense that had a lot of looks, a lot of movement, a lot of nuance. Last night, there was nothing. You saw no motion. You saw no formation diversity. I mean, all you had was Jalen Hurts in a shotgun all night, snapping him the ball and just letting him run around and try and do something with it.
Yeah.
On a night when he was clearly way off his game, and you know, I mean, that's on him. Okay, and he said I didn't play well, and boy, he's right about that. But when your quarterback's having nights like that, then it's up to the coaches to figure out ways to kind of get him out of that. And all they did with their play calling was make it worse.
I got to tell you, Ray, this is my last thing. I just want to run this by you because I felt the Harry High School feel the whole week with the stupid T-shirts, beat Dallas, all this stuff. And then he comes out after the game. You were there on the postgame. And he does a minute and a half testimonial to the Cowboys. And I actually sound starstruck. I'm just going to play the beginning of this because otherwise I'm going to retch. But listen to the coach when he first comes out.
First of all, I want to give credit to Dallas because Dak, I just think, you know, to see him in person and see him play and operate in person, he's a heck of a football player.
You believe that, Ray? He's gushing like a schoolgirl about, oh, I got to see Dak in person. Wow, he was even better than I thought he was. That's not the way a head coach of the Eagles acts.
Hey, I can't wait to hear what he says when he sees Tom Brady. Oh, my God.
How about Mahomes next Sunday?
I know. I'm waiting for the guy who's going to be out there with his autograph book taking selfies.
I mean, what's your reaction when you hear him gushing about that?
You know what I took it as? I took it as he was apologizing for the T-shirt.
I took it that,
you know, he knows. I mean, let's face it. I mean, there's no other way of getting around it. I mean, that's embarrassing. I mean, you come out to meet the media all week wearing a Beat Dallas T-shirt, and then you go out and you face plant on national television like that. He's embarrassed. He's embarrassed. And I think this was his way of saying, you know, he knows now that was a bad play on his part. So I think right off the top, he wanted – this was his way of sort of extending an olive branch to the Cowboys, which is going to be – it's going to make matters worse in the city. If there's anything that the Philadelphia fans didn't want, after last night's game, after seeing the Cowboys just walk all over you on national television, was the coach to come out and start telling you how great the Cowboys were. I mean, that was only compounding what was already a pretty embarrassing night. But, you know, we talked about this earlier in the week, Ange. I mean, this is a big game, because you look at the next four games. You know, you got Kansas City, undefeated Carolina on the road,
yep.
Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, mm-hmm. and then undefeated Las Vegas on the road. Those are your next four games. Mm-hmm. You know, they got to get this thing turned around real quick, or this season could get totally away from them.
All right, Ray, listen, you have an assignment. In 2 days, you're going to tell us how the Eagles will game plan a victory over the Chiefs. And if people need their minds taken off this thing, is there anything you could think of they could do? Maybe go to a stage play, something like that, Ray?
I think that would be a really good idea right now. I think everybody could use a nice, fun night at the theater. And it just so happens that we're starting actually today. This is going to be my salvation. This is going to be my therapy. Today we're starting rehearsals for Tommy and me down at the Delaware Theater Company. And, yes, it does open next week, October the 6th. We run through October the 17th. Delaware Theater Company. Tickets are selling really good, so if you want to come out, I suggest you get online and order your tickets now, and I'll see you at the theater.
I love it. Ray, thank you, my friend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.